And wow. I mean, 3 decades, this guy's in civil engineering, building a career, and then suddenly he just leaps into AI.
Yeah, what makes someone switch gears like that? I mean, after so long.
Seriously, it's not like he was just dipping his toes in construction. This was his life for a good 30 plus years. And now we've got articles painting him as this AI whiz, dabbling in everything from like AI generated art and music to, hardcore social media strategy.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, it's like he got to this point in his career where everything's going great, lots of success, but then there's this lingering feeling of what's next.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about some crisis or anything. It's more like he realized he has other passions to chase.
So instead of a midlife crisis, he has a midlife reinvention. But wasn't it a bit risky, though? Like ditching a safe career path for something as unpredictable as tech, especially back in 2019 before everything went a little crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And the sources we have definitely don't sugarcoat that. Imagine him trying to explain himself to these venture capitalists, angel investors, pitching this whole AI expert image when his resume is all like blueprints and bridges.
Talk about a steep learning curve. So he takes this leap of faith,
Right.
but where does the AI thing even come from? Was it connected to his engineering work at all, or was it a complete 180?
It's interesting because you actually see how his past is shaping his present. Like, think about it. Early on, he's super involved in real estate development, right?
Yes.
And that entire world revolves around people, their needs, creating spaces they'll actually want to be in, work in, connect in. Now, fast forward to his AI work, and you see that same core idea, community.
Okay, I get it. It's like he's gone from designing physical buildings to digital spaces.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a whole other level of complexity here. This isn't just bricks and mortar anymore. It's algorithms, code, the whole nine yards. How did he bridge that gap?
Well, that's where his drive to learn new things really kicks in. Like, remember those pieces on the ChatGPT community and MGEN.LabES,
Right.
the ones he founded?
Right.
That's where he starts using those community building skills, but in the digital sphere, bringing people together who are fascinated by AI.
And it's global, right? It's wild. You have people from all these different backgrounds connecting online to explore something as complex and rapidly changing as AI.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating about BK Han's story. He's not just watching this technological revolution unfold. He's actively shaping it, building these communities, creating opportunities for people to learn and grow right alongside him.
Okay, so from concrete to code, he creates these online hubs for AI enthusiasts. It seems like we've only just scratched the surface. Where do we even start with the specifics of his work with AI?
Well, it's obvious he's not limiting himself to just one aspect of AI. He's into the creative side, the business side, even the educational side of it. We're talking AI composing symphonies, creating artwork that rivals human artists, maybe even revolutionizing how we use social media. It's going to get interesting. Buckle up.
All right, AI composing symphonies. I gotta say, that's still something my brain has trouble wrapping itself around. How can an algorithm even begin to grasp what makes music? Well, music. It's the emotion, the rhythm, the human element, right?
Yeah, it really makes you question what creativity actually is. The thing is, from what I've gathered, AI isn't experiencing emotions like we do, at least not yet anyway. It's more about recognizing incredibly complex patterns. These algorithms analyze massive amounts of musical data, picking up on structures and patterns that even humans might miss.
So it's like cramming a crash course in music history into an AI, every genre, every style, and then just letting it loose to find its own voice. But is it really creating something new, or is it more like remixing what already exists?
And that's where things get debated like crazy in the music world. Some people say it's just fancy mimicry, while others see it as this totally new form of musical expression. What's highlighted in these sources is how it levels the playing field. Anyone can create music with AI. You don't need fancy training or even to play an instrument. You can literally just hum a melody into your phone, select a mood, and the AI does the rest.
So you're saying I could hum some random tune on the beach, and thanks to AI, it could become the next chart topper. Okay, now you've got my attention. But let's move on to AI art for a bit, because that's another area where Han's been making a splash.
And ruffling some feathers along the way. We've all seen those headlines. AI creates award-winning artwork. It begs the question, can you even call it art if a human wasn't involved in the process?
Right. Where's the artistic vision, the years of practice, the raw emotion that we associate with great art?
That's what's so fascinating about Han's take on this. The sources we have point to him seeing AI as a partner, a collaborator, not a replacement for artists. He talks about pushing creative boundaries, using tools, and exploring possibilities that traditional methods just can't touch. Think about it. Even with a paintbrush, an artist is limited by the physical materials. AI removes those limitations and opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
So it's like AI is giving us this whole new set of colors to paint with. But even if it's a collaboration, does that lessen the role of the human artist? It's a tough question to grapple with.
It really is. Some artists are embracing AI with open arms, while others are understandably wary. No matter where you stand on the whole art versus AI debate, one thing's for sure. It's forcing us to redefine what it means to be creative in this digital age.
So we've got AI writing symphonies making incredible artwork, but we also mentioned Hans big on using AI for practical stuff too, like social media, which is something I think most people listening can connect with.
Absolutely, and this is where things go from interesting to potentially revolutionary, especially for anyone trying to navigate the digital world these days. We're talking about using AI to crunch data, make your content better, even predict what your audience will like. Remember that BMM framework we talked about earlier? Brand, market, monetization.
Right, Hans' recipe for digital success. How does that tie into AI, though?
It's like this. Imagine you're building your brand online. AI can analyze data to figure out exactly what works for your audience, what kind of content they like, what their pain points are. That's AI working for your brand. Then there's market. Understanding where your audience hangs out online, the platforms they use, the times they're most active. AI can track all that, giving you insights that would take forever to uncover manually.
So it's like having an AI marketing guru in your pocket telling you exactly what your audience wants and how to reach them.
You got it. And finally, monetization. This is where AI can analyze different pricing models, figure out customer behavior patterns, and even predict trends. It's about maximizing your earning potential.
This BMM framework sounds less like a recipe and more like a cheat code, but you have to know how to use AI properly, right?
And that's what makes Hans' approach so interesting. He's not just saying, hey, AI is cool. He's breaking it down into steps, showing people how to use it to reach their goals, whether it's building a brand, growing an audience, or even turning your passion into profit.
So he's gone from building bridges out of concrete and steel to building bridges between people and technology. That's pretty cool. But what does that mean for the average person? I mean, not everyone is going to become some kind of AI expert.
And that's what's so inspiring about BK Hans' story. You don't need to be a tech genius to tap into the power of AI. It's more about being open to learning, adapting to new things, and being open to new possibilities.
Instead of being intimidated by this wave of technology, he learned how to surf. And now he's teaching other people how to do it, too. It's wild when you think about it. We started with this guy, BK Hans, building actual physical things, stuff you could see and touch. And now he's deep in the world of algorithms, data, all this intangible digital stuff. It makes the future, even with all its uncertainty, feel a little less daunting, you know?
It really shows you what can happen when you embrace change instead of being scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fear around AI, like, will it take away jobs? Will it become too smart? All those big questions.
Right.
But BK Hans' journey seems to suggest a different way of looking at it.
So instead of holding on to the old ways, he dives headfirst into the unknown. And it's more than just learning technical skills. It's about shifting your whole mindset. What could we accomplish if we all had a little bit of that BK Hans spirit, that willingness to reinvent ourselves?
It's like you said before, not everyone's going to become an AI expert.
Yeah.
But we can all learn. We can all adapt. His story makes it relatable. If you can go from bridges to bites, what's stopping us from chasing those dreams we've put aside? Or exploring fields we thought were out of reach.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, hey, the world's changing, so why not change with it? Why not use these new tools to make something incredible? It's pretty inspiring when you put it like that.
And it all comes back to what we've been talking about this whole time. Never stop learning. Embrace change. And don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. Because who knows what you might find on the other side.
Maybe you find out you're a natural at making AI music, or you build the next big social media platform. Or maybe you just find the inspiration to try something new, learn something new, face the unknown with that BK Hans kind of courage. So here's something to think about. What's one thing you've always wanted to try but haven't? What's holding you back? Maybe BK Hans' story is the push you needed to finally go for it. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.